2021 will bring a conclusion to the police costing study, increased nuclear waste management learning opportunities, and an involvement in the process. COVID-19 will ring in the new year with us, hopefully for the last time. I doubt the effects will be muted soon, as it will continue to affect our daily lives for quite a while. Yet, Drydenites will continue to enjoy the beauty and benefits of living in the best place in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Heading into next year, I'd like the residents of Dryden and the province to consider four inequities or injustices burdening municipalities and hence our taxpaying public all across Ontario, northwestern Ontario in particular. These inequities have been around for years, some for decades, so I'm not singling out our current government, but rather hoping they will do the right thing and replace faulty and unjust policies that hurt the citizens of Ontario in the long run, especially those struggling to pay monthly living expenses. Number one, Ontario is the only province in Canada that pays for social programs through municipal property taxes instead of funding them directly. They used to. Locally, this robs the city of approximately 11% of its income each year, income which in the past was designated for things like roads, sidewalks, and underground repair and replacement, while the province took responsibility for our social services. In practice, municipalities have no control over annual budgets for service boards, public health, local policing, and libraries, yet we must pay for large chunks of their annual budget. The solution, the right thing for the province to do, is to take back sole responsibility for these services because they have the expertise and scalability to manage those organizations more effectively and efficiently than a municipality. Two, in 2017, the government of the day decided to encourage the building of multi-residential units to ease the housing crisis, which is great. With land being in short supply and overpriced, mainly in southern Ontario, the province introduced a new tax class category for these units that reduced their tax rate by 79%. The result? Owners of these new projects will be paying far less in municipal property taxes for 35 years, which hurts our municipal wallets, especially here in northwestern Ontario where land availability isn't a problem like it is in southern Ontario. Other tax categories like homeowners and businesses will end up subsidizing these multi-residential units over time. The twofold solution is that, one, the province could and should revert back to the previous 2017 tax assessment ratios in northwestern Ontario, and secondly, MPAC should assess multi-residential properties based on cost to build, just as they do with residential homes, instead of using the income approach. This will result in more equitable property tax assessment across the categories and improve the health of city coffers. Number three. Insurance rates are skyrocketing for all municipalities due to bad provincial legislation. The Negligence Act unjustly penalizes municipalities based on a 1% rule of liability policy legislated by the province a number of years ago. The result is that a municipality, for example, usually ends up paying 100% of the claim costs on a motor vehicle incident, even when 99% of the fault is the driver's and as little as 1% is the fault of the municipality. Why is this so? Well, because the province knows the municipality has deeper pockets than most vehicle owners, and the politicians who created this policy weren't thinking about unintended consequences for citizens. The biggest consequence is that the cost of these insurance claims paid by the city of Dryden and every other municipality or city in Ontario eventually get passed on to property owners in the form of higher taxes. The simple solution is for the province to change policy to reflect proportional fault. You can help by writing our MPP. Greg Rickford knows how to get things done, but he needs to be made aware that we want this wrong to be righted. And number four, every community in northwestern Ontario has crown land and buildings within municipal boundaries that often sit there, empty and unused, for years, even decades. When we contact the ministry that uses the land and or buildings about selling or swapping property with the municipality, they do show a desire to work with us. But then another ministry, I think it's the Ministry of Infrastructure, is that right, Roger? Steps in and says that they're the ones who decide who gets what. And of course, nothing happens for years, if ever. So here you have a willing buyer and a willing seller, but a transaction cannot be completed because the ministry does not know or seem to care about some small town up in northwestern Ontario. Our latest case in point, which Roger and I, mainly Roger, have been working on for years, is the former MNRF base on Wabagoon Lake at the south end of Van Horn by the government dock. If the situation wasn't so sad, the conversations we've had would be laughable, even hilarious. I don't know what the solution is because it seems the problem lies with government departments and their seemingly conflicting goals. Having said that, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year, everyone. Miigwech.